a death in verse. The ledge broke her fall. That girl, you know her, stumbling to earth one day, arising, counting beneath acrid eyes in morning's protest with questions. The whys of the day meant that it mattered. The what of the day meant that it was. Did it? Was it? The mirror. Her lids changed at dawn. Lipstick red, speaking in tongues of targets and takeaways. Her dye casting its own shadow of nothingness. Horizons bleak. In wake of coffee meetings in blind menagerie. 13 years, her slumbering carcass lying dormant upon mantled frames, hands shaken, laden with smiles and insincerities, her face scrolled bright, parallaxed, and aged. The small talk discordant behind her, noise aleatoric for beginners. Today's language, semianic at best. Yet she looked for it, that ringtone telling her her name. A point, rather she, in dusty circles where beginnings and endings died. Or a line, rounded yet asymptotic by natural causes. She lay dying in certainty, in corporate verses, not sacred, but reprising the commoner's tone. Her lines, her beginnings, her endings, symmetrical, where everyone was anyone. Blank chambers, hollowed speak, her walls, relentless forgery of souls and solace.